Hello, everybody. This is Joe, Dark Temp 66 Gaming. Glad to be back. It's been a little bit since we've recorded something, when it happens to be with Gwent. My plan usually is to get a recording at least once a week, but as this is something new for me, it's kind of a learning experience. I also took a little bit of a hiatus from Gwent social media, just being in front of technology for a little bit. Took a little mini vacation. It was nice, kind of regroup myself. Be with the family, things like that. So I do appreciate your patience with all that. My main focus, like I said, is just try to be around 1 to 2 times a week, as this is a new player progression around Gwent. My third episode I felt was going to focus a lot on decks and what decks I was building, but I figure I would focus on the newest update because there were a lot of changes to the game. There were also a lot of issues that were created with the new update. Kind of talk a little bit about that. If this is your first time listening to the channel, welcome. Glad to have you. There are a lot of things happening in the background. We're trying to focus more on creating more of a outreach to multiple different platforms. We're starting to use some tools and streaming devices to, let's say, go live on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and all at the exact same time. Then integrate those customer bases together and kind of see where that goes. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the background, so really, really excited. So let's get into the update. One of the biggest things, in my opinion, was Arena Games counting towards journey progression. With balance changes and fixes. If you don't know, arena games are just like, you know, in Hearthstone, everyone kind of starts with a set of booster packs, pick your best card, and you pass to the left. So if you're in the Magic the Gathering, you kind of know what I'm talking about. Of course, this is a digital game, so there are no passing of cards to the left. But it's the idea that it's your ability to draft cards, figure out the ability you're going to use and what ability is going to be most viable when you play Arena. I think it's nine games you play, and you have 3 losses that you can take. Of course, the more wins you get, the more rewards you get. And you can pay $1.99 or I think it's $200 to play in an Arena game. So, from what I'm hearing from a lot of players, the community, Arena is not, it's kind of a waste of time. So, I think the CD Projekt Red has realized that in order to bring Arena probably back into the mainstream of the game, give journey progression. Because journey progression is where you're going to get your rewards for playing the game. And if you're a premium member and you're paying for that, every day match you're not playing, getting a progression, you're kind of losing out on your investment. So I think that's a very good decision by CD Projekt Red. They fixed some issues with smoother animation, sound effects, player levels, things like that, auto milling. Like I said, focus on the progression. There's new contracts being added with the Year of the Were-Rat abilities. They did improve some visual and sound effects. There were a lot of issues when they focused going to iOS and Google Play, Android. It did seem like a lot of the effects were reduced down to the mobile quality, and that pissed a lot of people off. I'm not going to say I noticed it as much, and that might be pretty crazy coming from someone who's a seasoned Gwent player, but it didn't affect me as much. I do know that they have fixed that, or at least improved it, from what I'm reading on forums and Reddits and things like that. They've also introduced new AI opponents, so instead of getting the standard monster opponent, they have improved the behavior of the AI. It'll be selected at random. You can test your decks and things, I feel, on unranked play. I don't really think there's an issue playing ranked play and losing. I guess if you're concerned about your win-loss or you are a pro player and you're worried about your MMR, maybe. Now, granted, like I said, this is coming from a new player, so I don't see the AI being used as much. Now, there were some nerfs, in my opinion, to the Syndicate group, Hidden Cash, has been nerfed down a bunch. It does look like that the patch has also pushed the meta for monsters to be stronger, and be kind of more of a viable option when it comes to Gwen. Monsters, in my opinion, with a dominance or vampire bleeding deck, is one of the most fun decks to play outside of lockdown. I know how much you want to hate to hear that. But I do feel this kind of brings it a little bit back into the meta that they were looking for. So, with that update, there were a lot of issues with the game. And they had to release a lot of hot fixes to fix the patch. So let's focus on the first hotfix that came out. It introduced a large number of bugs, and I know they were trying to fix as much as possible as quickly as possible. You had issues like descriptions staying on the screen, cards being invisible, and then eventually slowly moving on to the battlefield. Which, if a card is invisible, you don't know it's there, one. And two, you can't play any ability on it. So any card you play that was affected by this bug pretty much rendered the card absolutely useless. There were Death Wish units being triggered even though their effect was locked. I know there's all sorts of issues with daily quests, weekly quests not being progressed. There was issues with sound mixing, visual bugs, crafting costs. There was double, triple poison effects. So if you, let's say you poisoned a card and they purified the card, it wouldn't remove the original poison effect visually. So it was hard to tell which cards actually still had a poison effect and which ones didn't. There was just all sorts of issues. And I wouldn't say it made the game unplayable, but it got pretty close. It did get pretty close. That was the first hotfix they released, and then they actually released another hotfix to fix additional issues. I will say that it did seem like the hotfixes did come out at a pretty good pace, and did make the game more viable to play, but there were multiple hotfixes to fix. I know they're still working on some stuff, so. Over the hot fixes, let's talk about some of the changes. There were some faction challenge Year of the Were-A-Rat abilities. So essentially, you'll be choosing from one of the six factions and new abilities, and factions you support will grant benefits for the players for a limited time. So you can kind of refer to the Gwent site to say, you know, you get 10% bonus XP when playing as the top two factions. The third, the fourth faction, you get a 35% bonus XP. And the 5th and 6th faction, you would get a 75% bonus XP. So essentially, getting people to play the factions that aren't played as much. I think it's a pretty good idea. I don't think it's going on as long as it should. But anyways. And also, there's a lot of bugs when it has to do with count with challenges and things like that. But I'm not going to focus a little bit focus too much on that. They also introduce intro decks, which I think is very cool, especially coming from being a new time player. It kind of brings you into the realm of not just having like a monster starter deck. It kind of builds you a deck that I think will be viable to advancing farther into higher ranks, essentially. And it also teaches you a lot of the meta, the play, the strategies, things like that. So you have the Hidden Cast Syndicate deck, the Blaze of Glory Skellige deck, the Mahakam Forge Skoyatel deck, Uprising Northern Realm, and the Imposter Nilfgaard deck, which is a pretty much a lock poison deck. Kind of like the one I play, a little bit different though. It seems to focus a little bit more on... growing bloodthirsty, imposter, yeah, it's a little bit different than what I play. So I will probably link most of my decks in the chat eventually, or the page eventually. Most of my decks do come from Team Leviathan Gaming, which is TLG, and also a few other sites, so I give them full credit for the great decks they release. They give you a good meta updates as well. Again, that's Team Leviathan Gaming, TLG. Really, really good stuff if you're trying to look for new information, stuff like that. I also would recommend the United Archons podcast. He does focus on Keyforge and Gwent. He is a newer Gwent player. Well, newer. He's got 550-600 hours posted into Gwent. His name's Jupiter Secura, I think. I always have a hard time pronouncing his last name. I don't know why, but he has been integral to me getting comfortable with Gwent, so I will always give him a shout-out on my podcast. Someone to definitely look into. So that kind of goes over the Gwent fixes, the new changes to it. There probably are some things that I am missing, but yeah, it's definitely some changes. You do have the Gwent Masters coming out, and it does look like some upcoming events for World Masters and some qualifiers and opens. So it's a lot of changes coming to Gwent. So this was going to focus more on a quicker podcast, episode 3, to talk about some of the changes and things like that. Again, thank you so much for hanging out. My next podcast is going to focus mainly on the decks I'm playing, what those decks do, and also maybe some new ideas coming to the channel. So, guys, thanks again. My Twitter handle, we got a Periscope, we got a Facebook, we got a YouTube, we got a Twitch. We are starting to have some big changes to the channel. So we welcome you all aboard. We hope you join again. And guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Until next time, you guys have a great night.